Joe Mullins grew up around bluegrass music played for many years by his father, Paul Moon Mullins, on Middletown's WPFB radio. So it's no surprise that his bluegrass band is called Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. Joe, who owns a group of southwestern Ohio country music stations based in Xenia, returns to Middletown on Saturday, June 23rd, to perform with his band at the historic Sorg Opera House. Joe, thanks for joining us this evening.
Well, John, thanks for your enthusiasm for the Sorg and for bluegrass music being back on the stage. I'm sure it's been a lot of years since a banjo was heard in the Sorg Opera House, and we're delighted to be coming this summer.
So I grew up in Middletown, and I knew you must have grown up with a home that was just filled with bluegrass music. When did you start playing?
Oh, I was a kid. I was 4 or 5 years old. And yeah, for anybody that had a passion for bluegrass music, that wanted to learn how to play or perform or present it in any way, I had the best opportunity of anybody in the last 50 years. My dad, legendary musician and broadcaster, and the WPFB had a great history as an early pioneering country and bluegrass music radio station. And Dad landed in Middletown in 64, and I was born in 65. And I was playing the guitar behind his fiddle playing by the time I was literally 4 or 5 years old. But I really got serious about learning the banjo when I was about 12 or 13, in the late 70s. I became very impassioned about bluegrass banjo music. And at that time, Sonny Osborne and J.D. Crowe, who had both started their careers in Middletown, were the top players of the day. And I was mentored by those guys along with several others. And here we are all these years later, and I still just can't kick the habit. I'm on the air or on the stage daily. It's banjos and broadcasting for me.
So your dad played fiddle, so why'd you pick banjo? Why aren't you a fiddler?
Oh, you got to be crazy to try to play a fiddle. This thing don't have any fret. I don't know. I did fool with the fiddle a little bit. I went to elementary school there in Middletown at Rosedale Elementary, right down behind the old radio towers. And they had an elementary orchestra, and I played the fiddle in that for a year and played the bass in that for a year. But there was always great musicians coming and going at Mom and Dad's house. As Dad was one of the premier broadcasters for bluegrass music all those years, he presented concerts or performed with dozens of great bands throughout those years. There was always pickers at the house. And somebody had left a set of banjo picks on an end table one time, and about the winter of 72 or 3, Dad bought a banjo off somebody in the neighborhood that needed a few bucks, and it was kind of under the bed, and I got it out and started fooling with it, and it just came very naturally. And I was drawn to it, and I've been infected with it ever since.
So you went to Rosedale Elementary. Did you go to junior high and high school in Middletown, too?
No, I didn't. Mom and Dad relocated out to Franklin Township when I started junior high school. I went to school in Franklin through junior high and most of high school. Dad and WPFB had a few disputes through the years.
So I've heard.
He left Middletown in 81, and I actually finished up high school in Jellicoe, Tennessee, the little border town right there on the Kentucky-Tennessee line. Dad managed their little radio station for a couple of years, 81 to 83. That's where I started on air. I was in high school at age 16 and was the afternoon guy until I graduated in the spring of 83. And Dad and I both came back to Middletown and were with the Middletown radio stations until the late 80s. And while we were there together in Middletown, we started a band called the Traditional Grass. And we worked regionally with the strength of our radio audiences and Dad's legendary stature as a member of the bluegrass community. And when we left WPFB in early 89, it was March of 89, we went on the road full time. And we played with that band everywhere, had a recording contract and put out a good body of work. Until I had the opportunity to buy the local radio station in Xenia. And I invested in WBZI in Xenia in 1995. Came off the road and just became kind of a part-time banjo player for a few years. Still did some recordings and got out occasionally. But wound up building a regional network, the AM and FM radio station in Xenia and in Eaton, and the AM station in Wilmington. Have all them networked together. And we are Real Roots Radio. It's traditional country music from the 40s to the current day, and a lot of Americana and bluegrass entertainment and gospel music mixed in with it, along with all kinds of regional information and support for community events.
So you're on the air 1 to 3 weekdays?
Yeah. When I'm not on the road, I travel a lot. The Radio Ramblers did 109 performance dates last year through 25 states and Canada, and about the same thing this year. Around 100 days a year, we're somewhere on stage. About once a month, we do appearances here in southwestern Ohio, with the blessing of having demand and support from a great radio audience and a great history here. But this year we're booked from Maine to California. So when I am in town, at 1 o'clock I do an hour called Hymns from the Hills. It's gospel music, mostly Appalachian style music, bluegrass gospel, country gospel. And then 2 o'clock every day, it's the banjo show. It's an hour of current and classic bluegrass. And when I'm away, my son is the third generation Mullins that's on the radio. Daniel has been part of the team, working part-time through college and then full-time the last 3 or 4 years as a broadcaster, and he fills in when I'm away.
Does he kind of keep the eye on the shop when you're out on the road then?
I got a veteran team here of program directors and sales managers and promotions directors that take care of a lot of things. But on the air, he learned a lot from his grandpa and from me, and he's got a real passion for presenting this kind of music. He's not a picker or player, but he's also, of course, a generation removed from me, and he knows how to bring in all the young folks. When he started on air here part-time, he says, you wouldn't believe how many folks that are in colleges around here listen to what you do because they like bluegrass music and the new acoustic music movement from folks like Old Crow Medicine Show and the Avett Brothers. He knows how to get that crowd to pay attention to old guys like me or, you know, Ralph Stanley. So it's a great connection of bringing the generations together around Americana and bluegrass and country music. Daniel says it's as easy as ABC, Americana, bluegrass, and country.
So the Radio Ramblers, are you playing mostly traditional stuff, new stuff, a mix? What do you play?
Yeah, a mix. I'm going to say mostly traditional, but I don't like to say that we are strictly a traditional bluegrass band in the sense that you're going to hear the same jam session songs from the guys that are playing at a neighborhood picnic, because we don't seek to replicate the music of the Stanley Brothers or Flatten Scruggs or Bill Monroe. I'm blessed with a veteran team of pickers around me and singers that can do about anything. But we do have the blessing of getting a lot of original material given to us. We write a few songs. We reinvent forgotten songs from every type of source in the world. So we were fortunate. We've had a recording contract for almost a decade now. We have a half a dozen albums out. And currently for the month of May, we have the number one album in the country in the National Bluegrass Music Survey. Our latest CD released late summer, is called The Story We Tell. And many original songs in there. Larry Cordell is a hit songwriter. Wrote a lot of the hits for Ricky Skaggs, some for Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson. Famous for writing Murder on Music Row a few years ago. It talks about how country music's kind of really slipping since they quit using fiddles and steel guitars. But Larry wrote a song for us entitled If I'd Have Wrote That Song. It's a bluegrass truck driving song. Everybody likes it. It's helping lead the charts for that album. It's number one right now.
So when you do play the Sorg in Middletown, do you have any special songs you're going to put in the lineup as a tribute to your dad or Middletown's rich bluegrass legacy?
Yes, and we do some of those. Knowing all the history here of bluegrass in southwestern Ohio, which I've been very active with the team from the regional campuses in Hamilton and Middletown, we documented all that. And the Miami Main Library in Oxford is becoming a depository for bluegrass artifacts. And we've got a traveling history display. I bet we'll have it in the lobby of the Sorg on June 23rd when we perform. And when the Radio Ramblers do songs in the area, if it's a song that originated in our region from somebody like the Osborne Brothers or Larry Sparks or Red Allen or the boys from Indiana, or my dad, we kind of point that out. We got some songs that kind of connect the dots with the Appalachian migration that brought all of our people, all of my people and thousands of people from Kentucky and West Virginia and Tennessee up to the industrialized region of southwestern
Ohio. Up to all those steel plants and paper mills and from Hamilton all the way up to Dayton.
Yep. I grew up there in Middletown, went to school with hundreds of kids whose dads and moms worked for Sorg Paper or Armco Steel or GM or some division of or Aronca there in Middletown. And come Friday night, about half of them had a grandma or grandpa somewhere in Kentucky, just like I did. I remember hundreds of times my dad would get off WPFP radio at 5 p.m. and he'd be in the driveway by 5:15. My mom would already have a suitcase in the back of the car, and we were out the driveway in just a few minutes on the way to Kentucky for the weekend to see my grandparents.
Well, I did attend some of those symposiums last year at Miami University Hamilton, and what blew me away was a handbill for a bluegrass country concert series in the little town of Chautauqua outside of Franklin, Ohio, just north of Middletown. And Bill Monroe, I mean, there was like 20 country superstars that came to this little town that summer. Your dad played a couple of times, I know.
Yeah.
And my guess is he had a hand in getting some of those people there.
Yeah, he helped a little bit. Steve Lake is still a member of the Franklin, Ohio community. Steve's family ran Lake Jewelry in downtown Franklin.
Jewelry and records, right?
Yep. Steve's dad established a jewelry and record shop there in the late 50s, and he and his brother Gary ran it all the way until maybe 12, 15 years ago. And Steve was a very active part of the country and bluegrass scene in the 60s and 70s as a promoter and performer. And he brought in those all-day concerts over at Chautauqua Park. They ceased about 1970 or 71. I barely have a vague memory of being in one or two of them, but I've seen a lot of photos from over there and even have some live audio from my dad performing there with the Osborne Brothers and Bill Monroe and Ralph Stanley. And it was a big doggone deal. Some of the first festival-type bluegrass all-day concerts in the world were right there in our neighborhood. And so all that history comes together when the Radio Ramblers play in the region. And I got fond memories of the Sorg. I think the very first time that I saw a motion picture on the big screen, I think Walt Disney's Pinocchio, the animated film, was shown in the late 60s at the Sorg. And it's the first time I can remember being in a movie theater.
And it was probably called The Colonial at that time. The Colonial was Sorg, and the studio was the old Strand up the other street.
You know, I saw this at the Studio Theater in the early 70s, when Dolly Parton first left Porter Wagoner's show and went out on her own. Her and her family band came through Middletown.
No kidding.
My dad and the boys from Indiana were the opening act for Dolly Parton, and I saw the whole show in the early 70s there at the Studio Theater. So got fond memories of old downtown Middletown and the whole community growing up there. So I'm so glad that we're going to be a part of the summer series at the Sorg.
So you did learn something from your dad, Paul Moon Mullins, because as I recall, he was on in the morning from like 5:30 to 7. Then he came back in the afternoon from 3 to 5. Now, you're smart enough just to do one shift.
You're exactly right. He was such a hot commodity for those that wanted to buy airtime. The most coveted radio positions are morning and afternoon drive time. And he anchored both for the majority of his 25 years at WPFB, at least for about 20 of them. I think there in the 80s, he backed down and only did mornings, and I did afternoons. But before I came along, he did both. I can't handle it. I'm blessed to have, a good team of broadcasters and folks that surround me and help with our radio network. So I handle the midday slot, and when I get a chance to go play the banjo, somebody else even does that.
I did look at your schedule. It looks like you're going to be at local things like the Wayne County Fair in Richmond and Springfield Summer Arts Festival and the Brown County Fair in Georgetown, and yet you're going to L.A. and you're going to Louisiana, so you're kind of all over the map. But you've also played the Opry sometimes, haven't you?
Well, we've been on the Grand Ole Opry as a guest act 15 times.
Wow.
In the last 4 years. It's a blast every time. We had a good song. In 2013, we had a song out that Bill Anderson was part writer on. Bill, a longtime Opry star and Country Music Hall of Fame member and songwriter. And he loved our version of a song we did called Some Kind of War. And the Opry management invited us to do a debut performance in July of 2013. And we got asked back several times later that year, several times in 14. And now, usually about twice a year, we get a night at the Grand Ole Opry, and it's always fun. The last time we were there was in September last fall when our new album was out, and the first single was number one on the charts. We got to do the Opry.
When you do the Opry, have you been to the Ryman, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we performed at the Ryman a couple of times. We did the Ryman Bluegrass Series in 2011 and 2012, and we did a Saturday night Grand Ole Opry show. We closed out, I think, 2014. We were an Opry guest for a Saturday night at the Ryman, and it's extra special. When we were at the Ryman for an Opry broadcast, we did a Hank Williams tune because it's just the right thing to do.
And you're involved with the Southern Ohio Indoor Music Festival. That's in November, is it right?
Well, twice annually, November and March. That's a music festival that my radio stations and my family started 15 years ago. I think the fall of 2003. The Roberts Center was quite new. It only opened in like 2000. It's a beautiful convention center right beside I-71 at Wilmington at exit 68. And it was new back in the early part of this century. And we started a bluegrass festival there that thrived immediately because of the great location. Within an hour drive of anybody in the metro areas of Dayton, Columbus, Cincinnati, and convenient for folks to come in from out of town. And we expanded it to a fall and spring show. We have 2 full days and nights of entertainment around the last week of March and around Veterans Day weekend, second weekend in November. And we're there this fall. We bring in top talent from everywhere. We just had Ricky Skaggs with us, and they all come and go. Ricky Skaggs, Rhonda Vincent, Daly Vincent, Dale McCurry, Ralph Stanley. I've had them all there. Usually about five or six bands a day with the Radio Ramblers as host. So everything we've talked about, John, your listeners can find online. Of course, listeners can follow us on Facebook. Also websites from our radio network and links on both pages to the Southern Ohio Indoor Music Festivals and to our current concert schedule, right, which has us in the region about once a month, including the Sorg Opera House, June 23rd.
Well, Joe, I got to tell you, as a kid who grew up in Middletown and would listen to Moon Mullen so I could find out if my school was closed on the winter morning, this has been a real treat to talk to you tonight.
Oh, I'm honored, and I love what WVXU does to keep everybody in the tri-state area informed of great community facilities and events and family activities, and I'm thankful the Radio Ramblers has a part in it. We were at the Appalachian Festival in Cincinnati several years ago, and Southwestern Ohio is just a great place to be if you are a bluegrass fan or a bluegrass picker. So glad for your support, sir.
Okay, I appreciate it, too. Well, Joe, thanks for joining us. If you go to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati, you're going to find a link to information about the June 23rd Bluegrass Concert by Joe Mullins and his Radio Ramblers at Middletown's historic Sorg Opera House. For Around Cincinnati, I'm John Keesweather.